Next up is Lena White, Dead.
You get out of the shower at your grandma's house and you hang up the towel that until this morning had period and makeup stains on, but after Orlinda, your grandma's house cleaner's arrival, the towels are perfect and you wonder if she uses bleach or if she has some miracle recipe for getting stains out, and you also wonder if maybe that's why your sensitive skin is so itchy now. You throw on your ex-boyfriend's extra large and extra chocolate and jack-in-the-box stained sweatshirt and go to your laptop that's sitting on your freshly made bed. Because your mom said to you on the phone this morning when you called her for the fifth time in the last 2 days that she thinks you should tell a story at Dime Stories this week. She says that maybe she will read a story about you moving and your struggle to buy or move or find a bed, and maybe you can too. So you write your dime piece in seconds or in second or first or whatever the heck tense your mom uses because it seems like the right tense to use. And you think about this morning on the phone and how your mom said that everyone gets a bee in their bonnet about things, the way that you are obsessed with finding a bed in the same way she's obsessed with bringing the right gear on your upcoming trip to Alaska and Donald Trump and her dog's penis problem. But you don't think that's true. You don't believe that everyone is constantly on Craigslist and Nextdoor.com searching for beds and spending the time that you're supposed to be writing your web series talking about beds, so you end up making your web series about your bed, and you tell everyone at your aunt's birthday dinner to not let you talk about your bed anymore, and you cry in the bushes at Gelson's on the phone with your mom because you don't have a dad. So is your bed your dad, or are you just trying to draw connections to make yourself feel less crazy because maybe you aren't crazy if the bed is really just your dad? And you were talking this out in the shower that you just got out of because that's something you do. You talk to yourself while you sit on the floor of your shower while you pop the ingrown hairs on your legs and pretend like you're talking to a therapist. Because you had a therapist, Dr. Milgram, and your mom was so happy that you got a therapist and got on Lexapro, but then you quit him because he pushed Xanax and told you you should focus on meeting men, and you were always worried that there was a slight chance that he would rape slash kill slash murder you, but you think that about everyone. Now you're weaning yourself off of Lexapro because he won't prescribe to you anymore, and your mom is in the audience hearing this, and you know that this will be a newbie in her bonnet. So, tomorrow during her birthday brunch that you drove down for, she will be talking about Alaska gear and Donald Trump and her dog's penis problem and wondering the whole time if you're going to drive into a median on your way back to Alaska, or your way back to LA, because you're coming off of your Lexapro. And now you feel bad and stressed because you know she's worried and you don't want her to worry, and you've spent your whole life trying to not worry her, but you've suppressed it for 20-something years and now you can't seem to hold it anything in anymore. And sometimes when you call her, you can hear it in her voice and wonder if she hates you, but you love her so much and you have panic attacks that night about her dying the same way you would when you were little, and she promised that neither of your parents, not her nor your dad, would ever die, but that's proven to be untrue. And now you feel guilty about this whole dime story piece that you're writing half naked with your hair wet that smells great like a clean yoga studio on the bed at your grandma's house that is really quite a comfortable bed, but you can't take this bed because who would help you move it when you don't have a dad, and you just laugh to yourself while you wrote that because you're such a whiny piece of shit and you don't need a dad with the loving and weird and witty and obsessive mom you have.